Okay. Welcome to the October Ordinary Council meeting at the Shire of Tamman. I declare the meeting open at 5:03. Item 1.1, the swearing in of council members. We might actually go to item 1.2 and then the president wishes to swear in the new council members. So in accordance with schedule 2.3 of the Local Government Act, the following process is required for the election of the Shire president. I'll take that as read. Do we have any nominations for the Shire president? We have Councillor Charmaine Thompson being the only nominee.
Did anyone else want to nominate? What do you think?
We'll take that as being the nominated person. In the absence of any further nomination, I declare Councillor Thompson Shire president. Congratulations, Councillor Thompson.
Thank you, Andrew.
With regard to item 1.3, the election of the deputy Shire president, again, I have one nomination from Councillor Nicholls. Is there any further nominations for deputy president? In the absence of any further nominations, I declare Councillor Nicholls the Deputy Shire President. I will now hand over to President Charmaine Thompson for the swearing in of local council members.
Okay, so.
Sheets. Those ones. I believe I have to do the declarations. So if Councillor Thompson, you wish to read that one out. Councillor Nicholls, you wish to read that one out.
Charmaine Thompson of my address, 4766 Carbine Road, Tamman. Having been elected to the office of Shire President of the Shire of Tamman, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007. Declare that Shire of Tamman Council Chambers, 1 Donna Street, Tamman, WA 6409, on Wednesday, 22nd of October 2025.
Thank you. And Deputy President?
I, Tanya Nicholls of 128 Christensen Road, Tamman. Having been elected to the office of Deputy Shire President of the Shire of Tamman, declare that I take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007. Declare that the Shire of Tamman Council Chambers, 1 Donald Street, Tamman, on Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 2025.
Thank you. All the councillors have their declarations. So each of the councillors wish to read out their declarations, please.
Ashley Mackin of 5663 Barrett Road, Tamman. Having been elected to the office of councillor of the Shire of Tamman, declare that I take office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people of the district according to the best of my judgment, ability, and will observe the Local Government Rules of Conduct Regulations 2007. declared at Tamman Shire Council Chambers, 1 Donald Street, Tamman, WA, 6409, on Wednesday, 22nd October, 2025.
Councillor Courtney Thompson. Oh, okay. All right, Courtney Thompson of 4766 Cowan Road, Tamman, have been elected to the office of councillor of the Shire of Tamman. Declare that I take it upon take the office upon myself and will duly, faithfully, honestly, and with integrity fulfil the duties of the office for the people in the district, according to the best of my judgment and ability, and will observe the Local Government Regulations 2007. Declare that the Shire of Tamman Council Chambers, 1 Donnan Street, Tamman, WA 6409.
Thank you very much. And we'll, and the only other person to do the declaration is Councillor Caffell, because Councillor Rogers is already an elected member. So it's just Council, and we'll do Councillor Caffell in the November meeting. So thank you very much, and welcome Councillor Macken from Tamman Shire Council. It is wonderful that you're here with us. We're going to have many years.
At least a couple.
Good luck, success. You'll enjoy it. Wonderful. Okay, so that was all we had to do, and we can move on. Okay. Acknowledgement to country. We begin today by acknowledging the Ballardong Noongar people as traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to the elders past, present and emerging. Present and in attendance, we have myself, Councillor Charmaine Thompson, we have Councillor Deputy President Councillor Nichols, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Rogers and Councillor Macken in the room. Councillor Caffell is an apology, and in attendance from the Shire office is our CEO Andrew, Manager of Finances Cody, and MTS Michael, and we have Teresa with us as well. Leave of absence previously granted was nil, and as I said, our apologies are Councillor Caffell. Response to previous public questions taken on notice is nil. Public question time is nil. Applications for leave of absence for November. Would anyone like leave of absence in November? The date is the
19th. I have it in my calendar.
You are right. It is the 19th of November. So no leave of absence needed. Okay, declaration of members' interest. Did anyone have any declarations from their agenda items? No?
No.
Declaration of related party disclosure of agenda items is nil. Confirmation of minutes of our previous meetings. The ordinary meeting on the 17th of September 2025. Officers' recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting held on the 17th of September 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Might please have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson, and seconded by Councillor Rogers. Did anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? No? Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. Announcements by presiding person without discussion is nil. Thank you. Petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions is nil. Matters for consideration, finance, 12.1, list of payments for September. Officer's recommendation that Council, pursuant to Regulation 13.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, receives the report from the Chief Executive Officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from municipal funds for the period 1st of September 2025 to 30th September 2025, totaling $272,212.24, as contained in attachments 12.1. Municipal fund payments totaling, as I said. So can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. Okay, does anyone have any questions regarding this financial statement? So while you're all looking, I might just ask a couple. So the EFT 7932 repairs to the town hall. Apologies, I can't remember what they were. Can I be enlightened on that?
Through the chair, I'll just pull up the payment listings. Sorry, it was EFT.
It's EFT 7932.
That was to the town hall. There was a board hanging down over the eaves. It was an asbestos board.
Oh.
We wanted to get it fixed up prior to the comedy festival. They came in and fixed up pretty much all the eaves around the front of the building and at the back over towards the lesser hall.
Oh, that's great. Okay, that's wonderful. Councillor Rogers.
There's a payment to the Shire of Cunderdon, long service leave for Samantha Pimlott. What's that for?
Samantha was an employee here and then she left and went to Cunderdon to work. So when you leave and she's now left the Cunderdon Shire's employment, so then her long service leave all gets paid into the long service leave fund.
Correct.
Yeah,
so it's just, prorated with them.
Yes, yeah, right. Just sat here until then she, because she's resigned from Cunderdon Shire, then will go into her and sit there until she's 67.
Yeah, okay.
When she can access it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I did have.
Long service leave.
She
would get it paid out.
It would have to be straight away, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so when you leave a council, it can carry on the entitlement, but the amount we cap it when you leave us.
Okay.
And we just pay that capped amount out of our account to the person whenever they get paid it out.
Thank you for that, Cody, because I actually thought it was super. Sorry. No. I do have an EFT 7935. So it's the bulk gas for Tama Village of $760.20. In the contract for Tama Village, residents, it says pay their own gas bills. So will we be, I don't want to say amending this process, or what are we going to discuss it in the information session and just...
Through the chair. We have noted that previous gas bills haven't been paid by residents. Moving forward, we will be taking gas meter readings, and each of those charges will be forwarded on to the individual tenants. The process will be amended to ensure that the tenants will be paying their gas bill. We will continue to pay the main bill and then on charge each of those
invoice
residents.
Them for their portion of it. Okay, thank you. Is everyone happy with that?
Thank you.
I didn't realize any of this until I read the contract a little while ago, and so that's great. I don't know if you can answer this now, but just so the EFT 7942 for the small halls, I was just wondering, that the small hall, so the Lottery West grant was $20,500. Does the small halls, I know, because they give us money for the Comedy Gold, small halls, and that's not Fuse Festival, that is it? It's just the two, the Comedy Gold and small halls?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. So does it run at a loss, or does their money cover that and the Comedy Gold? And I don't expect you to know that now because I've just sprung that on you.
Through the chair, I believe it does run at a loss. I think the ticket sales don't cover anywhere near the cost of running it. The lotteries funding does, I think, pretty much provide the majority of that additional funding. There may be some additional requirements from the Shire, but I'd have to clarify that as to how much we put in.
It's community service anyway, and I've never known that it's habit. It's just curiosity.
Yeah.
If we actually did make money on those two events that with the lottery best money.
Through the Shire, no, we don't make
money.
I think they have done better this year than previous years, but no.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for that. Okay. So, are there any other questions? Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. 12.2, the financial management report for the month of September 2025. Officer's recommendation that Council, pursuant to the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, adopt the monthly financial report as contained in Attachment 12.2 for the period ending 30 September 2025, comprising Statement of Financial Activity, Supplementary Information Note 1 to Note 12. Perhaps have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Rogers, and seconded by Councillor Nicholls. Sorry, Councillor Macken, I'll get you the next one. They'll be quick around here, Councillor Nicholls. Okay. Is there any questions regarding this monthly financial report?
No, but thank you for the smiley faces.
Yes, there's lots, isn't there? I did have one question. So the adopted budget estimates was $1,398,016, but our actual to date is $1,434,036. Is that from incorporating arrears from previous rates? Is that why we've got more than what our budget estimate was?
Yes, and we have slightly less than budgeted rates discounts as well. So it's only very minor, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
Some of it's also interims. Teresa's been putting through some farm changes and stuff, which haven't been huge, but they have made a bit of a bump up in what we've levied.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That's all I had. Does anyone have any other questions? No? Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. 13.3, Council Policy Manual, Omnibus Reviews. Okay, That's okay. So 13, is matters for consideration administration. 13.1, terms of reference of committee representation, audit, risk and improvement committee. I might just give you all a chance just to have a quick read of that before I go through it quickly to the moving. Unless you've all actually all read it. Okay, so the officer's recommendation. A council, in accordance with the provisions of the Local Government Act 1995, renamed the Audit, Risk and Governance Committee to the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. big mouthful, isn't it? Adopt the terms of reference for the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee as presented. Make the changes effective 3rd of November 2025 and appoint Mr. Rodney Stokes Chair and Mr. Greg Packham Deputy Chair as the independent members of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Rogers. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay. Are there any questions regarding this? So it's come to light this year, Ashley, that no longer is the president or a councillor the chair of the audit committee. It had to be an independent person. And so it started off with one independent person, and now they're recommending two independent people to be on the audit. Get my head around this, what is it? Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee. Yeah. Plus three councillor nominations, is it? We're asking for as well.
Two.
That's not the next
one. Yeah, just wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yes, yeah, so that's three. How this has yeah. come about. Yeah, so. Otherwise, so does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried. Oh, thank you.
Flip over.
Oh, the 30.2 now, are we?
Yep.
Oh, I see, got you. Yep. Thank you very much. Okay, 13.2. Establishment of the committees and appointment of delegates. Okay, the recommendation one, that Council, in accordance with S5.9 2A of the Local Government Act 1995, establish its audit committee and appoint the three councillors. So do I ask for the nominations of the council? So I will nominate to go on that committee. Can I ask for another nomination, please? Councillor Rogers, you were on it before. Would you like to go back onto the audit committee?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And I'm happy to go back again.
And Councillor Nicholls, you're happy to go back again? So I have Councillor Charmaine Thompson, Councillor Rogers and Councillor Nicholls as members of the audit committee, and acknowledge the terms of reference as reviewed under the separate council resolution of council. So I can just have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay. Any questions at all regarding that? Did anyone else want to go on it? I don't mind stepping down if someone did. Okay. Okay, anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Recommendation two, that Council appoint as a committee of council, the Tamar Village Allocation Panel Committee, comprising of residents of Tamar Village, community members and council representatives. Two members of staff, being the Chief Executive Officer and Manager of Finance and Administration. Two members of council being, I will nominate to go on that committee, only because I tell all the residents to ring me, so I might stay there. So I'll nominate to go on that. Councillor Thompson, you are the other
nominee.
Sorry, I'm just going back to it. Tamar Village, yes. Oh, actually, yes, because it was actually last time it was you were Councillor Nicholls, but I jumped on there. Did Councillor Nicholls or Councillor Courtney Thompson? Would you like to go?
I'm happy to go on there if no one else does.
Onto the Tamar Village committee. Okay. So being Councillor Charmaine Thompson and Councillor Courtney Thompson. Two members of the Tamar Senior Citizens Committee, the president being E.P. Thompson and a resident Tamar Village being Julie Brooks. With delegated authority for the CEO in consultation with the Tamar Village Joint Allocation Panel Committee to select a suitable applicant for any future unit vacancy that may arise and endorse the attached terms of reference. Sorry, just one moment. I'm just having a quick look. Councillor Courtney Thompson, Would you? Would it be all right if Councillor Nichols goes on to the Tamworth Village committee? I can put and put. We'll put you through the seniors or the seniors one.
Yep.
The only reason I have done this is because it's my mother-in-law, daughter, and myself.
Isn't that
and
funny?
I feel that a bit.
It's very heavily loaded.
Yes, I do. So if that's all right, we'll change Councillor Courtney Thompson to Councillor Nichols.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
So, with delegate authority for the CEO, did I just do that?
Yep.
Sorry. Endorse the attached terms of reference. Can I just have a mover?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Councillor Rogers. Seconder? Thank you, Councillor Macken. Were there any questions regarding that? No? Is anyone opposed? No? No? That's carried. Sorry, I should be writing these down so I can fill my book in. Okay. Recommendation 3. That Council appoint the following delegates to external committees and organisations. The Caliburn Regional Road Subgroup. We need two councillors. One's a proxy, one's a nominator. So, if we nominate Councillor Caffell with having Councillor Macken as the proxy.
Yeah, it's
fine. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good.
No, he doesn't want to do that?
Councillor Caffell wanted to be proxy.
Oh, so Councillor Macken, would you like to be the nominated?
Sounds fine.
What, do they have one meeting a year?
Through the chair. They have, I think, three meetings during the year. The Shire is proposed to be chairing that subcommittee for the next year.
Oh, right. Okay.
However, we do have a member or a secretary that's very skilled to be able to sort of work through that process. And certainly if Councillor Macken wished to be the chair, we were more than happy to work him through that.
Yeah, I'll give it a crack. Yep. That's fine. Yep.
That's great. Thank you, Councillor Macken. And proxy is Councillor Caffell. Okay, the Wolga Great Eastern Country Zone. Councillor Nichols and Councillor Caffell were on it before. Councillor Nichols, would you like to stay on that committee?
Yep, that's
so
right.
I'll leave you there. And I will replace Councillor Caffell on that one. And the CEO
is the proxy.
As proxy delegate. So most of Councillor Nichols will be going to that.
Yep.
It's just be nice if I go, I can actually speak, because normally I couldn't go and speak.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. The Senior Citizens Management Committee, Councillor Thompson, Courtney Thompson. Another nomination, Councillor Rogers. Would you like to go on the Senior Citizens Management Committee?
Yep, I'll do that. Good.
Yeah. Oh, I got that right. Is that the Tamworth Village one with the senior citizens?
No,
no. No, that's
no.
No.
Yep.
You got them right.
That's Cundon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. And Councillor Rogers. Okay. Wheatbelt East Regional Organisation of Councils, ReRock. Shire President, CEO, and a proxy councillor. Councillor Caffell will go proxy for ReRock. Thank you. Am I going too fast, Cody? Okay. The Caliburn and Tamworth Local Emergency Management Committee, LEMAT. Myself, Andrew. And could we have Councillor Caffell?
Yep.
And Councillor Caffell will be that committee.
Where is he?
Two of those three boxes.
Okay. Good. Okay. The Local Health Advisory Committee Group. So, Councillor Courtney Thompson, you were on that. Would you like to stay on that?
Well, it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, doesn't it? Oh.
They never they changed staff and never kicked off.
Oh, okay then. So should we just put you on there in case they start up again and you're there if they do? Is that all right?
Yeah.
Just in case, because we haven't been notified that it doesn't, it's not there. So if we just nominate you, it's Courtney.
I'll be your proxy.
Yeah, so Courtney Thompson, we'll have proxy councillor. Councillor Rogers.
Dynamic duo.
So the age-friendly committee is...
That must be the joint one, the age-friendly committee.
Okay, so that one you're already on.
So number three must be the Tamman Seniors.
Management.
Is it?
So can I switch that out with you?
Mm-hmm.
And if I just, can I go, so I'm going to go back. I'll go on the Senior Citizens Management Committee instead of Councillor Courtney Thompson.
Sorry, can I just get clarification?
Yes.
So
yes.
The Tama Village one we've already voted on.
Yes, that's right.
And then the seniors.
That's different. That's what they had the other day.
Seniors.
The Tama
Seniors.
Okay,
yeah.
But then the age families with Cunderdon, the CMT group.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, and that's the Tama Seniors is one that incorporated with the Tama Village as well, for them to go to them.
Great. Yep.
So if I kept that the same, then I knew what was going on between both.
Thank you.
That's the only reason I've done that. So the Age Friendly Committee is a court. You're already on that, so you don't go on as a councillor because you're already there. Is that right?
I'm the Community Development Officer.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Oh, from the Cunderdon Shire.
Pixie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Councillor Courtney Thompson.
Yep.
Okay. And the proxy would be Councillor Nichols. Were you it before? Can I just check this? Age friendly. You were proxy.
Sure.
But you wouldn't do that?
Yep, that's fine.
Yep. Okay. So Councillor Nichols will go the proxy for the age friendly committee and Councillor Courtney Thompson will be on that committee. Development Assessment Panels. Council notes the following Development Assessment Panel, DAP, members are nominated for a term ending 25th of January 2026, and on it is Councillor Nichols, Councillor Charmaine Thompson, Councillor Courtney Thompson, it's proxy, and Councillor Nick Caffell as proxy. I've never done anything with that, so...
No.
Through the chair, essentially that's the DAP panel, so it would have to be a very large development application that the Shire receives.
Right.
The likelihood of the Shire receiving such an application would be pretty slim unless it's a solar farm or something along those lines.
Right.
But we still need to have that numbers.
Yes, got you. So this is the Midwest Wheatbelt Joint Development Assessment Panel and advises the Minister for Transport, Planning and Ports.
Correct.
Thank you very much. I wonder what that was because I never did it.
Again, through the chair, just noting that the term does end pretty much 25th of January 26. From that point, another four delegates will have to be nominated.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, can we please have a mover?
Sure.
Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Rogers. Okay, are there any questions regarding all these positions? No? Okay. Does anyone oppose? No? That's carried. Well done, and thank you very much, everybody, for that one. Right, 13.3. Council Policy Manual Omnibus Review. And this was very, very interesting reading. This is on all the policies that went on for 30 pages, 40 pages. It was a, a lot of reading. It's a policy for everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Office's recommendation that Council pursuant to Section 3.18 of the Local Government Act 1995 WA resolves to adopt the proposed new and amended policies as included in the Shire's policy manual attached to this report and instructs the Chief Executive Officer to ensure all staff are aware of the policy manual updates and provide copies if requested. We just have a mover. Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay. have any questions regarding these policies. Oh, very interesting reading.
I don't have any questions. I've got a few, they're probably format errors, but I'll do that separately. It's only just the way it looks on the page. That's
oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Through the chair, there are... There are some administration errors that have been noted. We're doing an internal review that will continue, so Councillor Nicholls' input would be appreciated.
Very good, thank you for that. Does anyone oppose? No, that's carried. So matters for consideration building and health is nil. Matters for consideration town planning is nil. I'm so used to saying nil, I didn't even look. Sorry, 15.1, proposed road closures and Crown Reserve excision and create... Oh, yes, that's right. Mm. Out at the... out here.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So has everybody read it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Officer's recommendation and resolution that Council resolve to acknowledge the outcomes from public advertising of the proposed and permanently closed two separate portions of Goldfields Road in South Tamman, excise a small portion of lot 28813. Can I please have a...
Keep going.
Here we go.
Aye.
Oh, I won't... So everyone has read this, no, this officer's recommendation?
Aye.
Yeah. Okay, so I might go straight to the... Moving. So can I please have a mover for this recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. A seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Nicholls. Okay, are there any questions regarding this? I'm sorry, I thought we'd already done and dusted this months ago. I didn't realise that it hadn't actually...
Through the chair, there were some complications with the advertising, so we had to re-advertise
right.
Again.
Oh, right. Okay.
By the time it finished re-advertising, we were pretty much at the end of June. We went into caretaker mode in August, so it never actually got to be viewed by council.
Ah, right, yeah. Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so... Sorry, so there was any questions? No, does anyone oppose?
No.
No? Okay then, so that's carried. Okay, 16, elected members' motions of which notice has been given. That is nil. 17, matters for which the meeting may be closed. There are none. And the closure of meeting. There be no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 5:41 p.m.